Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. 12 more deaths from COVID-19 reported in the latest numbers out Saturday afternoon.
That brings the total number of Coloradoans who've been killed by the coronavirus up to 832. There have been 16,225 cases confirmed in the state since the crisis began, and 2,793 of those folks have had to be hospitalized for treatment. This weekend, only 737 are still in hospitals, and since Friday, another 67 have been discharged or transferred. There have been 163 breakouts across the state in mass gathering places like prisons, nursing homes, and food processing facilities. I'm Jim Williams.
Another of the governor's new orders in the past week slashes the projected state budget. The document reduces the budget for the next fiscal year by $228 million. Governor Polis says the state's reserves just can't keep up right now. Some of the most immediate cuts include a reduction to Medicaid services, various services at juvenile detention centers, and $100,000 meant for the state patrol that are being held up. There's another way for the state to get a hold of more cash due to a mostly unused provision in the 1992 Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or Tabor Amendment. Usually it requires you to vote for any proposed tax hike. However, it also allows the legislature to pass an emergency tax without asking voters. It could be any kind, sales tax, income tax, but two-thirds of both houses would have to approve of the measure. Good news if there's a skiing and riding season for 2020 and 21. Loveland Ski Area at the Continental Divide is announcing discounts for next season's skiers and boarders. Since this season's been cut short, Loveland has upped its renewal discount for current pass holders when you buy for next season, and those next year passes will stay at this year's prices. Also, Copper Mountain has announced special vouchers. Its pass holders will get $100 to go toward next season. Holders of the Vail Resort's Epic Pass will be able to renew at discounts of 20 to 80%. I'm Ted Werbin.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of Mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is radio host Bob Enyart, spokesman for Colorado and American Right to Life. God said, do not murder. They say you have a choice. The truth is, the choice in what is called a pro-choice right is about killing a child in the womb. Tragically, many on the left now advocate killing these babies even after they are born. Please choose God's law. Choose life and love and help us abolish abortion.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Welcome to Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. It's Rick Rodriguez. I'm glad you could join me today. I think you are going to have a rewarding time for you today. I have, through the weeks, as I have gone from point to point to point, through the Passover, through the time of Christ's resurrection, I have felt to just week by week continue to kind of lay a foundation as to where I've been heading. And where I've been heading from the beginning of the, when I began this program, is to get to the point where I could begin to introduce, I know many in the audience have Pentecostal background, evangelicals. There are many that are Catholic, many that are hopefully Greek Orthodox. I hope that little by little I can get more and more listeners coming from the other mainstream assemblies, the Protestants, the Presbyterians, Anglicans, Episcopalians, because what I have to present is for all of God's churches, all of God's churches, not just the Pentecostal, evangelical, the Messianic believers, but to all of God's people. At the end of the world, at the time that we're in, I believe we're at the end of the world, at the time where the Lord said there would be things that would happen, there'd be signs, there'd be different difficulties that would come upon the earth. There'd be no solution for these things. The only solution would be Christ himself. But I decided that I am going to begin to present to the audience more from the direction of miracles, signs, wonders, prophetic abilities that all of God's children have. All of God's children. Doesn't matter which religion you are a member of. Every one of God's born again people has intuitive ability or prophetic ability, being able to understand deep things of God. That this is the way, one of the main ways in which God speaks to his children. He speaks to us in our intuition. Every human has a spirit, soul, and a body. We are a tripart being. We have the physical body. We have our soul. Our soul has three compartments to it. mind, emotion, and will. That is the way the Bible describes the soul. Mind, you think with it. Your will gives you the drive that you need to live, to go forward. And emotion. We are emotional creatures. We have ups and downs. Then you have, I don't want to sit too long on the emotion right now. I want to go to the spirit. Every person that is born again, every human being has a spirit. And the spirit has three compartments: intuition, conscience, and heart. Again, intuition, your conscience, and your heart. Your intuition, you see things intuitively. Even people that are not born again have intuition. Especially in the occult world, they develop it. But the Christians don't develop their intuition. The Satan worshipers develop their intuition. But we as Christians should have our intuition developed. That's what I'm talking about as far as having your prophetic, your intuitive abilities sharpened. You're going to have sharpened intuitive abilities as you go into the future. Doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Anglican, doesn't matter. If you're Messianic, if you're Charismatic, if you are Pentecostal, if you are just evangelical, every Christian has been given intuitive ability. But one thing that has not been developed in the Christian life is the individual's intuitive ability. Now, I will go to the second part of the conscience. It is to the second part of your spirit, and it is called conscience. Every person, born again or not, have a conscience. But once a person is born again, the conscience becomes even more sensitive. You're more sensitive to the laws, the Ten Commandments, so to speak, as an example. You're more, you should be more tender and sensitive to what you're doing, and if you're doing something immoral, your conscience will prick you. Now I'll go to your heart. Your heart is the ability to love your fellow man, to love God, to love your fellow man. That's the main focus of the heart of a believer and mankind in general. There are people that do not know the Lord. They're not born again, but they have a heart. They love their family. They love their fellow man, and they maybe don't know God, but they're not opposed to him. They're not against him, but they are respectful. Your heart is how and what you use to love God and your fellow man. Now, I'm really focusing in on your intuitive ability. Christians that do not train themselves and do not learn how to follow the sensitivity in their spirit once they're born again to follow Christ don't grow. They really just kind of exist. The intuitive ability, I had talked in a previous program in 1 John chapter 2, talking about two things, the unction and the anointing. John talks about them again in his first epistle, chapter 2. And I have covered the unction and the anointing. They are very important. In chapter 2 of the first epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One and know all things. This is something you are bequeathed. You are given an ability by God when you are born again. You have an unction. It's only mentioned one time in the Bible, this word, unction. It means something very, very deep. It is one of the ways in which God speaks to his children. It is just a deep, deep sense. It's an intuitive sense that you have when you are pleasing God or when you're displeasing God. And this unction leads you to all, it says, through this unction, you know all things. You know all things. It is very important that you understand that this unction that every believer has must be developed. It's a muscle. It's a spiritual muscle. It has to be developed. The only way you develop it, one of the best ways to develop this muscle, this unction, is through prayer. Prayer, when you're praying, if you are praying in your mind or in your soul or in your flesh, the unction leads you back to, gives you a feeling of, well, I'm not going anywhere. It's displeasure. I don't feel like I'm reaching the Lord. I don't really feel like I'm connecting. The unction helps you connect with God. It helps you connect in your time of prayer so you know you're getting through, so you know that God is hearing you, so you know that you're actually producing something through your time of prayer. Your unction helps you to pray perfectly. This is a way in which God trains you to know when you're hitting the mark in prayer and in many other things in your life. Like if you're making decisions, even to buy a car, simple things. God uses every situation in your life to teach you to follow this anointing, this unction. I shouldn't say anointing, because I'm going to give you, that's verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One and know all things. You will know when you are in the Spirit. You will know by this feeling, by this sense. You will know all things. Then in verse 27, the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. The anointing helps you to abide in Christ, to abide in his peace, to abide in his grace, to abide in the favor of God. This is what the anointing leads you into, this great experience that every Christian should have, abiding in Christ, knowing that you are in touch with him, you are connected with him, and his life is flowing to you, and his life will flow through you. This anointing is not a small thing, nor the unction. This is part of your spirit, the intuitive ability within your spirit. One helps you, the anointing helps you to grow. As you abide in Christ, all the riches and everything that Christ is will flow into you. Everything. His love, his goodness, his kindness, the reality of who he is, everything, all of his riches. You will, just like a limb on a tree, it absorbs everything that is in that trunk of the tree. And the trunk absorbs everything that comes in through the root. God being the root, Christ flowing through you, to you, so that he can fill you, and then you will be able to present Christ as he flows through you to others around you. The peace of God will be with you. You'll have tranquility of the Holy Spirit. I couldn't cover it in 3 hours. I couldn't cover it. So I'm having to abbreviate, present what I can to you simply so that you'll understand. The anointing is so you grow. The unction is so you know. The anointing is so you will grow. The unction is so you will know. Know what? All the deep things of the God and his Christ. All things. God wants you to know all things about him that are important in your life. You don't need to know everything about the universe, but what is important in your individual walk with the Lord and where God has put you as a person, the people that God has put you around, you need to know there are things that you need to know in your little micro world. And as time goes on, he will give you insight into the macro world that you're a part of. So again, the anointing is so you will grow. The unction is so you will know. So this is what I felt that the Lord has been asking me, the direction he wants to go. He wants all of you in this listening audience that are born again. Again, Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopalian, in these churches that I'm mentioning now, they're not very knowledgeable in a sense. There are those within these denominations that do have this sensitivity to the Lord, and they do have this experience with the unction and the anointing. But to know even more as time goes on, as a believer starts to know the anointing and this unction and this intuitive ability, then what it will do is it will lead that person to begin to engage in warfare spiritually, because we are in a battle with spiritual forces. And yes, we want to grow and we want to know, but the both are so that we will engage in the warfare that is taking place around us. That is the objective of the Holy Spirit, to know, to grow, to engage in the battles in our lives. A believer that has these three principles, they are able to be effective in the warfare in their lives, with their families, with those around them. This is where the Holy Spirit is going. We are being trained through the intuitive abilities to begin to engage in the warfare that is coming. War has come. It's upon us. But we have to realize it with our mind and understand that, okay, what do I do? Well, this is where the unction will lead you. He will begin to show you what to do. The intuitive ability that Christians, that those who are born again have, is a vital, vital aspect of your walk. It's vital because it keeps you from danger. It can show you things that are coming at you. It can show you where you have been, places that you have been, people that you've been around that you didn't even know were devil worshipers. They worship the devil, and you've been bumping elbows with them. This anointing will show you your past. The anointing will show you your present. The anointing will show you your future. This intuitive ability is very powerful, but you have to develop it. So how do we develop it? Number one is through prayer. It begins by learning how to pray. Prayer is practice. Prayer is it's an art. It's just like an athlete learning to perfect his abilities. Christians must perfect their ability in prayer. You get to know God. You get all the benefits of knowing God. You get the benefits of being able to ask for God's help for yourself and for those around you. Secondly, the Bible. You must be in God's Word. Without the Word, you will not pray on target many times. You will pray maybe according to your emotion, which is important. But you've got to pray knowing that in the Word, God shows you what He is, what He's doing, His purpose, and how to pray perfectly. You can pray perfectly if you know the Word. You don't want to pray cursing somebody when the Bible says you're not to curse. You're those that that use you, you're to pray for them. Those that hate you, pray for them. The Word will tell you, direct you in your time of prayer. Are we to pray for the souls of people, for the souls of men? It's in the Scripture. I pray all the time, Lord, send laborers into this field. It's a harvest. Send laborers. I cannot reach the people I love. I can't reach the extended family that I have. I have an extended family. I can't reach all of them. I am limited in time and space. But I can pray, and I do pray, that God sends laborers into the field. I can't reach them, but God can send people to them that can reach them, that they might be born again. That's praying according to what is in the Scripture. So we need to pray. We need to, the Bible is everything. The Scripture is everything. So with that, again, I'm just laying a foundation so that you will see that as a believer, you have intuitive ability. You have what the term that many use is prophetic ability. America has been a nation of pastors. The pastors, in kind of a, I hate to say, it's been a tragedy that the pastors of America have taken over the reins of the direction that this country has gone. There are many, many great pastors. And I'm saying, I want you to understand this in the proper way. Pastors are important. But pastors, the gift of a pastor, the calling of a pastor, the administrative ability of a pastor is not the same as those that have prophetic ability. And when we go into the second half of this hour, I will explain more in depth on what I mean. America has been a nation of pastors. But America now, there is a switch by the Holy Spirit. There is a move, a turn by the Holy Spirit. I have to be careful in how I present this to you. America will become a nation of prophets, meaning people that have abilities in their intuition to cause change in the area and their lives, in their families that need to take place. Now, many people in the Pentecostal movement have prophetic ability. The problem, and that is God's plan, but with prophets, people that are using their prophetic ability, it depends on the vision that they have. I want you to hear me. Many people are prophetic, but they operate with their abilities using the wrong vision. They are not in tune with the hand of God and the move of God in the time that we're in. They are being led with errant vision, wrong vision, vision from man, not from God. We'll continue when I get back from the break.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Lock. Back in the US, back in the
USSR. Is the driveway made of fruit leather? Or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Triangle Cross Ranch in Gailton, Colorado, has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable, nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things, like animal therapy, with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when he walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
He washed my sins away.
Okay, we're going to continue. At the end of the hour, I will give out my contact information. I don't want to interfere with the thought that I'm presenting, so I'm going to wait till then. I will give you a quick understanding of a great event that took place in the United States of America back in the 60s and the 70s. And before I present this, I'm going to give you this word. This is out of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. I'll do it this way. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, But by my spirit saith the Lord of hosts, the Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of the hosts of heaven. Not by might, not nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth. God is building his church by his spirit. If you don't know the leading of the Holy Spirit, what you are building and what you are your experience will be that of religion. Religion is not reality. Religion appears to be you will be deceived into believing that you are doing the will of God. But if you are not following the Holy Spirit, you are just religious. God makes it very clear that he is going to build his church, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. I emphasize, every Christian has intuitive ability, and that intuitive ability, the unction that you have, will make you know whether will give you the insight that you need to have to know whether you are building by the Spirit of God, or if you're building, what you're doing is by the flesh, or in the soul, or by religion, or by a method, by a plan that is not of God, but of man. The Jewish people at the time of Christ, the religion had turned to the religion of men. It has happened in America. There is a religion in the churches in America that is the direction, the insight of man, not of God. Especially, I would say, in the evangelical, and more so, it's really spread into the evangelical, the mainstream fundamental churches, but it is it is taken root in the charismatic Pentecostal churches of America. The vision of man, because of the charismatic Pentecostal, even messianic to a degree, intuitive abilities. But when the intuitive abilities are not directed by the Holy Spirit, it can lead into religion. Now, something happened in the 60s and 70s. It was called the Great Jesus Movement of America. This was the greatest move up to that time in the world. Not just the United States, but the Jesus Movement, which began with the election of President Kennedy. When President Kennedy was elected president, this great move of God began. It was a move that would last until from 1960, roughly 1961, until about 1976 with the election of Jimmy Carter. It's very significant, again, from a prophetic standpoint. I'm giving you the bookcases, the bookends, not the bookcases, the bookends. The Jesus Movement began with John Kennedy. It ended with Jimmy Carter. It was about a 16-year period of time where the Holy Spirit moved in America, and it was called the Jesus Movement. It changed everything in America. It changed politics. It changed music. There was nothing that the Jesus Movement of that time did not touch. It began as a move of the Holy Spirit. During that time, millions of young American children, boys and girls, and older people came to Christ, and it spread like a wildfire. This Jesus movement spread to Europe. It spread to England. It spread to Africa. It spread to Russia. A gentleman by the name of Michael McKibben was very instrumental in the move of the Holy Spirit that went to Russia in the 70s. This Jesus movement affected everybody. And it was the design of God to teach the people in that movement, in that 15, 16 year period of time, how to follow the anointing, how to follow this unction, this anointing. They moved. They did. The Bible was the center of their lives. And out of that came music, all the great songs that came out about the Lord Jesus in the 60s and 70s were due to this Jesus movement. And the momentum carried into the late 70s, early 80s. It carried it. Once it got going, it carried and flowed over. Briefly, what ended the movement was the presidency of Jimmy Carter. Now, I'm going to introduce something to you that's going to shock you, but you're going to have to research it. I'll present it. You have to research it. John F. Kennedy, at some point while he was in his administration, while he was president, I believe he had a change in his conscience. I believe that something happened. God moved on him and did something to change him, which brought a blessing on the United States, especially upon the baby boom generation. I want you to think about this. The baby boom generation. The baby boom generation started right after World War II, right at the very beginning of Harry Truman's administration. By the 60s, some of these children were already 15 years old by the time that John Kennedy became president. And this is where the Holy Spirit began, with 14, 15, 16-year-old children, just like Christ did at the time when he came and called the disciples to himself. This was a type where God once again was calling young people that were unhappy, disillusioned. They were tired of religion. Their parents were religious. They were affluent. They needed something more. They needed reality. And it came in the form of a Savior, Jesus Christ. And this Savior began to pour his Spirit upon these children. Now, the generation, the Christians before, into the late 40s and the 50s, had been praying, I believe, Oral Roberts and all the Bible Belt in the West Coast and the Northeast and in Florida and in the Northwest. They'd all been praying for some type of revival. It came in the form of the Jesus movement. That was the revival that God brought in. It was the intention, the purpose, the plan of God was to reach not just America, but that this would jump the oceans into China, into Japan, Africa. It jumped because it's time. It was time for a great plan of God to begin. And it did begin. It started and it began to move. But Diablo, the devil, he knows ahead of time and he knows exactly what to do to kill a move of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a the greatest and the final move of the Holy Spirit has begun. It's in motion right now. And the great enemy of this great move of the Holy Spirit internationally right now, two things: religion and governments. Religion is coming to kill it, and governments are coming to kill it. But both will fail. Religion will fail, and the use of governments and militaries will fail, and the laws of these nations will fail. Nothing will stop the move of the Holy Spirit that is in motion right now. This is why I say in the first half of this program, you are going to need to understand and begin to develop your intuitive abilities. America is going to be a nation of prophets. Prophets will see into the world around them. They'll have the discernment to know the spirits that are operating around them and be able to stop those spirits from hindering the plan that God has with individuals personally and the small groups collectively, nationally, and not just in this country. It's going to start in America. Once again, it's going to flow out to the nations. But it will be the intensity of this last move will be in the United States of America. The great intensity, the great power will be in this country. And the world will see it. And the world will experience it. So this move began with the presidency of John Kennedy. It ended with the presidency of John F. Kennedy's half-brother, Jimmy Carter. Research it. This is tied in. The way God does things is so unbelievable, it's hard to comprehend. A Kennedy man, a Kennedy family member, set this in motion. But a Kennedy family member was the beginning of the demise of the Jesus movement. But God, in that 15-year, 16-year period of time, from 61 to 76, or 77, when Carter was elected, was sworn in, it set something in motion that has not stopped to this day. It has been hidden. God has been hiding it. What happened, though, was there was freedom, great freedom for the Jesus people to follow the Holy Spirit. They started ministries. They began music ministries. They were on the streets. They started the houses where they would take people in off the street. No one needed to tell them. They weren't funded by anybody. God funded them. That miraculously, many of these people did what they did by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the provision of the Holy Spirit. And then it jumped. Then you had the Jewish people that got saved. Many of them, Zola Lovett, eventually would jump the ocean back to Israel. It had to be. It's in the Bible. I'm excited about this. Now, what was it that killed it? Religion. How did religion kill it? There was a group of pastors in this country that watched the Jesus movement. They were part of the previous movement back in the 40s and 50s. And they decided, you know what? These Jesus people, they need to be churched. Now, don't misunderstand me. We all have to be churched. Yes, we have to know the Bible. We have to know the principles of the Christian walk. We need to know all of that. But they decided, we need to control this Jesus movement. We need to get them into assemblies. We need to get them into churches. And Satan used it to put the bit in their mouth and pull back and began to slow the momentum of it. It's called apostasy. This was the beginning of the great apostasy in the churches of America. Apostasy. And now, if you look, if you understand the Christian world, if you understand what has happened, the apostasy in America is a roaring forest fire. People don't know the scripture. People don't care about the scripture. They just want community. It's all about community today. It's all about the size of the congregation. It's about music. So much of this music in these churches today is not in the Holy Spirit. The lyrics don't represent the God of the Bible. They're too simple. They don't describe the depth and the reality and the experiences, the great experiences that a believer should have with their God. God uses it. God uses it. But apostasy, the many of the men who have built these great churches, their vision was not from heaven. Their vision was from the earth, earthly, to build great assemblies, to build these mega churches. No, I'm going to tell you, God, I have been saying this for years, the power of the body of Christ is small little fellowships. 10, 15. I'm going to have to end here. After we get back, I'll close out the program. Stay with me, Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere, but what is it? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help Northern Colorado learn more about it. CBD is a cannabinoid compound found in cannabis plants, but this compound is non-psychoactive, which means you get the benefits without getting high. CBD is safe to use and has many health benefits, including pain and anxiety relief. If you want to learn more about it, head to Colorado Platinum Care now. Open at 916 8th Avenue in Greeley, or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
This is the last segment of this hour. I want to let you know that starting, I believe, the 10th of May, I think next week, I will be going to 2 hours. Things have worked out and developed, and I think I'll be able to go to 2 hours. I want to thank those that have helped and are supporting to help me in this second hour. Thank you so much. And my contact information is Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry. Again, my name is Rick Rodriguez, but Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Again, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. This program is podcast on 1360khnc.com to the podcast and to the Olive Tree site. Also on Thursdays, I have a open forum. I host the open forum Thursday and from 11 to 1. And that also is on podcast 1360khnc.com. I am excited because the momentum now to the great, magnificent church that God is going to have at the end of the world has begun. It is, this is what I feel that the Lord is wanting me to do from this point forward, is to try to attempt and to help you learn your intuitive abilities. America is going to be a nation of prophets. The pastors, they have their duty, their assignments, but the pastors do not have the ability prophetically or they are not gifted to see into the invisible world like God's prophets are. God's prophets in all generations, He has had them, and His whole church, all the body of believers, are to have and to use these prophetic intuitive abilities. If you're going to be successful as Christians in the sense of being all that you can be in Christ, you're going to have to learn how to use your intuitive abilities, the unction and the anointing. So for now, till next week, God bless you. God bless your families. God keep you. God keep you, and God help to show you how to use your prophetic gifting. God bless you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.